This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations in Gangtok today. Ruling Zoram People's Movement in Mizoram registers first victory in Aizawl Municipal Corporation polls, bagging 17 out of 19 seats, and Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh chairs meeting with MLAs of NDA and deliberates on critical issues including decisive action to restore peace and security in the state. The news in details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok today. Governor of Sikkim, Om Prakash Mathur, Chief Minister Prem Singh Thamangole, ministers, several MPs will also attend the event. On the occasion, Modi will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of various developmental projects worth over 4,000 crore rupees across the state. The prominent projects, including the foundation stone for a 100-bedded Ayurveda hospital at Yangyang in Namche district, besides inauguration of the permanent campus of Sikkim University at Yangyang. The Sikkim government will present a mega cultural event themed 1,000 Steps of Unity involving over 1,500 local artists. Prior to the event at Paljor Stadium, Modi will visit the Orchidarium at Rich Park in Gangtok. In Mizoram, the ruling Zoram's People Movement has registered its first victory in the Aizawl Municipal Corporation polls, bagging 17 out of 19 seats. Counting of votes for the 19-member municipal body was held yesterday. According to the results declared by the Mizoram State Election Commission, the main opposition Mizo National Front and Congress won one seat each. The BJP, which contested 11 seats, drew a blank. There are 19 wards in the municipality body, of which 6 wards are reserved for women, although the reserved seats were taken by the ZPM. A total of 62.77% turnout out of 2.39 lakh voters was recorded in the civic polls held on the 21st of this month. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh chaired a meeting with MLAs of the NDA at the Secretariat yesterday and deliberated on critical issues of governance and administration with a clear resolve for coordinated and decisive action at all levels to restore peace and security in the state. In a social media post, the Chief Minister said the government stands unwavering in its duty to protect the safety and welfare of every citizen. He said that MLAs of NDA are committed to ensure that peace, prosperity and sustained progress are delivered to all guided by the core principles of people-centric governance. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu called on Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at New Delhi and sought continued support for strengthening critical infrastructure in the border state. Khandu extended his gratitude on behalf of the people of the state and said that the state has witnessed unprecedented development in infrastructure, especially in border districts, which has not only strengthened security along the long international borders, but also uplifted the lives of locals residing there. During the meeting, the Defence Minister has assured that all proposals and projects in Arunachal Pradesh will be considered in the right earnest. In Assam, a quality assessment under the National Health Mission's Muskan initiative was conducted at Rauta Model Hospital in Udalguri district yesterday. The program aims to ensure child-friendly and quality healthcare services for children up to 12 years of age. The assessment also aimed at improving the overall quality of healthcare services in public health institutions. National-level evaluators Dr. Prakash Vaishnav and Dr. Suganthira S. visited the hospital and reviewed various facilities. They interacted with doctors and staff and assessed key services, including the newborn stabilization unit and pediatric care. In Tripura, severe storms and heavy rainfall over the last 24 hours have caused significant destruction across South and North Tripura, damaging nearly 230 houses and uprooting trees in over 100 locations. According to the Disaster Management Department in South Tripura, 86 spots saw fallen trees blocking traffic, while the subdivisions of Santir Bazar, Belonia and Subroom reported damage to 70, 80 and 40 houses respectively. Similarly, in North Tripura's Dharmanagar subdivision, 36 houses were partially damaged and 14 roads were temporarily obstructed by debris. In a massive coordinated effort, civil defense volunteers, Abda Mitra, forest and power department personnel and TSR Jawans have worked on a war footing to clear majority of roads and restore disrupted electricity services for the affected residents. In Meghalaya, the India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert warning predicting that heavy to very heavy rain is likely to occur besides thunderstorm lightning with gusty winds till 1st of May. A weather advisory warning has urged the public to remain alert and take necessary precautions to ensure safety during this period. The East Khasi Hills District Administration has asked people to take extra care during heavy rainfall, as there is a likelihood of flash flood, especially in areas near rivers and streams. Meanwhile, a sudden and intense thunderstorm lashed parts of southwest Garo Hills, leaving a trail of damage across multiple villages. The worst hit areas were Rerapara, Zigzag and Purakazia community and rural development blocks, which bore the brunt of strong winds and thunderstorm. With the monsoon fast approaching, the Tirap District Administration has stepped up its preparedness and held a review meeting to ensure that systems are in place to tackle floods, landslides and other challenges. The meeting brought together officials from across departments for a coordinated plan of action and stressed on the need for a round-the-clock monitoring of river levels and rainfall, with immediate reporting of any unusual rise to the District Emergency Operations Centre. Officials were instructed to ensure timely reporting of any incidents through the fastest communication channels, followed by detailed reports within 48 hours. In Tripura, the 9th session of the 13th Legislative Assembly will be held for a single day on the 30th of this month, following a decision taken at a meeting of the Business Advisory Committee yesterday. Important matters may be taken up for discussion during the day. At the beginning of the session, a condolence motion will be moved to pay tribute to former MLA and Minister Karthik Kanya Deb Barma, besides condolences in memory of legendary singer Asha Bhosle. Special Secretary, Department of Expenditure, Ministry of Finance, Dr. Sajjan Singh Yadav, arrived in Nagaland yesterday on a two-day official visit to inspect projects implemented under the Special Assistance to States for Capital Investment Scheme, assess the implementation of projects and review the utilization of funds under centrally supported schemes in the state. He inspected projects at the police complex in Chumukadima, including the officers' mess and football stadium constructed under various phases of the scheme. Unity Mall project and Chumukadima police station, where he reviewed the barracks and types headquarters constructed under SASCI 2023-24. Dr. Yadav was accompanied by Finance Commissioner and Commissioner Secretary to Nagaland, Chief Minister, along with other senior officials. He interacted with officials at the project sites and reviewed the status of ongoing work. The Tripura Tourism Department has launched a special initiative to renovate and beautify Banabithi Eco Park at Talabil in Kauai District. A high-level 10-member delegation comprising officials from the Tripura Tourism Department, Tripura Urban Development Authority and the Asian Development Bank visited the site yesterday to assess its current state. The team conducted a thorough inspection of the park and formulated a comprehensive master plan for its modernization. Following a preliminary meeting at the Zila Parishad office, the officials explored various zones of the park to identify key areas for the development. A one-day district-level stakeholders consultative meeting cum workshop on raising and accelerating MSME performance program was held at Mao Phomai Catholic Women Hall, Senapati in Manipur yesterday. The program was organized to bolster the local entrepreneurial ecosystem. The program was introduced by the Government of India under the Ministry of MSME in the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic to support MSMEs affected by lockdowns to enhance market access, improve credit availability and promote sound business practices. Experts from different departments attended the function and a technical session followed by interactive session. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.